little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star. All right, welcome back post Christmas. When's Kwanzaa or Hanukkah?
Dude, don't even ask. I don't even know.
Okay, so post holiday Shadow Games podcast. Had a fantastic Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you bastards.
Merry Christmas
from deepest, no, you know, from our hearts.
Indeed. But screw you, Nintendo, because I got the awesome Zelda 3DS XL limited edition for Christmas from my girlfriend. Thank you, baby. You're awesome. But because the game is a downloadable game, not a freaking cartridge.
Thank you.
I have not been able to download it because the damn eShop has been down since yesterday.
Too much DL, homie. Too much DL.
So I have that awesome 3DS, and I can't play the game that I want to play the most.
Boned.
Wow.
So I got screwed. But anyways, we'll get into that in a little bit. But what have we been playing? Well, more Marvel Puzzle Quest, like every freaking day.
High five!
Yep, you know that. Woo! Sounds like crack.
I know. Shit. Like, thanks, asshole.
Like, yeah, no, you're welcome. I brought it into Fidel's life. I'm sure he's very, very thankful about that one.
Yeah. Especially all those long bathroom breaks, quote unquote.
Yeah. Yeah, I take a lot of bathroom breaks too.
See me.
I always make sure to mention that I take like a lot of probiotics. So people won't be suspicious of why I'm gone.
I'm going back to more protein shake for me.
Right? So it's like, oh, well, why is he gone? Well, he takes a lot of probiotics. So obviously, he's going to need to, you know.
That's the reason why. That's my asshole.
That's mine. So, I've been running with it, like, pretty big at work. Good thing is I have my own office. It's kind of hard to... As long as my boss is gone, like, they can't really complain to their boss. And yeah. At that point, it's me, so haha. Anyways, what else have I been playing? Let's see. Some more Rise. I'm almost done with it. I think.
So far, how'd you...
Play it to see how... See the graphics. The story is pretty silly. The game itself is pretty... Like we've mentioned before, it's not the deepest game in the world.
Where are you at?
I think I'm in, like... It's 8 chapters? Or 8 periods, I guess?
So you know what,
I'm nearing the end of the 7th one.
Okay.
So I'm guessing I'm pretty close to being done. Where are you at?
I just started going up the tower at the beach.
Ah, dude, you got a way. You got a while to go.
Yeah.
But still, very pretty game again. That's how you show off your Xbox One. But it's not how you make yourself happy when you play it.
It's tedious.
It's a bit tedious.
Yes.
Some of those levels you have to sit there and redo a couple times because you'll get stuck.
I don't know what the heck you're doing. I never got stuck at all. I just kept playing and I think I died...
Twice.
Yeah?
Yeah, I died twice. That's it.
What difficulty are you playing on?
The regular one?
Yeah.
I never play on easy. I just never play on hard either. But so far, again, pretty game, but not that smart. Not that deep. I would honestly recommend if you got an Xbox One, Redbox a damn thing.
Oh yeah,
if they are Redboxing Xbox One games, I don't know if they are.
Or GameFlight.
Yeah, because
sure,
other than
sure
that,
they got them.
Does Redbox have them?
I'm sure they do.
I'm like, because that's what
it's probably too early to say.
I'm not sure, but if they do, that's what I'm gonna do for a lot of other stuff. Because I'd rather have another game like, oh, I don't know, Forza, a deeper game that makes me, you know, appreciate my Xbox One more.
A little more than normal.
Yeah. I already got that look at that. The game's going to look very pretty.
That's true. Time
for some substance. So yeah. That's it for me. And I had, you know, my Christmas is obviously very awesome because I got my gift. It just kind of sucked because I couldn't use it. But anyways, that's it for me. So, Wayne, how were your holidays besides full of
crap,
humbug?
My holidays were awesome. Lots of time with family.
That's always good, as long as you don't hate your family.
Yeah, well, I got a real good family, so we get along real well.
That's good.
Crazy.
But this past week, I have been playing a lot of Zelda.
Damn it! Go to hell!
A lot of Zelda.
I want to play it so bad!
Other than that, I've been playing Rise.
Yeah, you know what, that's how you know what we're talking about. It's pretty though, isn't it?
Yeah, I like the graphics. It's pretty good. And
And the sound is awesome.
I guess my biggest issue with Rise is it's really good for somebody like you that's actually into the fighting games, that you got that combo set up. So it makes
Like, you kidding me?
It's a button mashing crap, man.
Yeah, but near the end, you know what? I said it before, and I'll say it again. It reminds me a lot of a simplified version of the Batman Arkham fighting system. It's very similar because, like, to block, as long as you hit the A button before you get struck, you'll counter. It doesn't matter that in theory you're saying that Marius moved his shield in like a quarter of a second to block a strike.
Horse crap.
You know, it's impossible, but that's how the game works.
Oh, screw you.
Yeah, I keep getting surrounded by like four or five guys at a time and getting a little beat up, you know.
I rarely ever got hit.
Wow.
Rarely ever got hit.
Yeah.
Because my reactions are very fast, because that's the fighting game stuff, so.
Yeah.
Like, click, block. But again, very pretty game, though, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's mostly what I've been playing. More Marvel Alliance on Facebook. Going through their special operations.
Ooh.
Hey, it's challenging. It's fun.
Challenging for Jeff Green, maybe. Well, no, it's just like I'm not gonna deny it. There's a fair bit of grinding that goes with you in Marvel Puzzle Quest.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's just I always liked Puzzle Quest, so it's no real issue for me. So that's gonna be it, Wayne.
I'm trying to think here. I think that's pretty much it.
Hold on, Wayne. You think?
Pretty sure that's all I've played this week.
You think?
I might have played a little more Battlefield or Call of Duty, but I think that's. I don't think I really played much of that, if any.
Did you beat that Battlefield?
Yeah, I beat that last week.
So how'd you like to get a sword line?
It was. I don't know. I really wasn't that satisfied with the story on Battlefield, nor was I satisfied with the story of Call of Duty. I mean, they both kind of.
It's typical.
They both kind of felt like they were half-assed.
Gee.
Oh, gee.
Does that surprise you at all?
A little bit.
Does it really? Why?
Because they've done a little better jobs and stories in the past, so I was hoping they would bring that back. But
yeah, we're gonna go with a no on that.
Yeah. Gameplay wise, on both of those, they're about competitive. I did run into a few more glitches on Battlefield 4 than Call of Duty. I mean, game ending glitches and stuff like that. So
That's probably why they're getting sued.
Yeah, part of it.
Battlefield?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember?
Oh, yeah, huh. I was reading about that a couple days ago. Yeah. Anywho, for me, this past week, I didn't play that much except for during Christmas Eve, night of, spending Christmas Eve / early Christmas morning with my family in Poway area. You know, we do that every year. Let's see, we played Ultimate Marvel Skycraft 3. Maybe my cousin went to first 10. He said he can take me out. 10-0, I won.
That's because they didn't go too well for him, did it?
No. Same with Marvel 2. He goes, oh yeah, you know, I still got Marvel 2. I'm like, cool, how far do you want to go? 20-0. He goes, first to 20? He goes, okay. An hour and a half later, I win.
You're like, yeah, but
20-6.
Is she like, did we bet on this?
I wish.
Right?
And also we played Killer Instinct, and...
Killer Instinct.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Dun, 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 dun.
He actually bought the arcade stick for his
his Xbox One?
Yeah, dude, it's awesome. He bought two of them.
Man, it is awesome, but I just can't justify it.
Yeah,
so.
I know, me too, but it's fun playing with. I totally annihilated him.
Oh, sure.
Because I hate you. I was like, man, grow up and take some beer shots with me. Let's see, other than that, I've been playing a little more Ultimate Marvel Skycraft 3. Said Killer Instinct, more Marvel Puzzle Quest. Thanks, you prick.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Merry Christmas.
Felix Navidad, says we would say.
I know, other than that, I downloaded Left 4 Dead 2 on Steam.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I forgot to do it, damn it! Loser!
Yeah. I think I already had it, so I wasn't really worried about it.
Ah, well, my backlog is so huge, I probably shouldn't say anything.
So, yeah. I did play Left 4 Dead 1 and 2 for the systems, but I really want to try it for the PC, which I haven't done yet. I did download it, but I still haven't played it yet at this time.
Nice.
Let's see, other than that, I've been playing more of Temple Run 2. Shut up.
Never gets old, does it?
Hell yeah. I picked up Santa Claus. Hey, oh, hell yeah, dude. And yeah, that's about it for me. We're just waiting for some fun stuff to do next week.
Oh yeah, and we're obviously like we're counting down the minutes until we leave and head to Vegas. for CES.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, yes, it'll be epic.
Damn right it will be. Oh, man, I God, dude. It's our vacation, too, so I'm like, I'm so excited to get the hell out of Dodge.
Right now, one of my friends is over there right now. The temperature's around the 50s, 60s.
Good.
Not too bad. It's about what it's usually been.
Yeah. Well, a little more sunny on the San Diego side.
Yeah.
79 degrees earlier today at Coronado, man, where I worked at.
Whew. That's a, you know what? I'd rather have that than than snow.
Yeah.
Just going to say it. I'd much rather
That's
have that
true.
Than snow.
People doesn't know how to drive around here.
Because people can't drive here in the rain. Imagine, like, if we had snow. That would not go too well.
Not too well.
Not insane. But then, you know, we're in San Diego, so it's kind of like, how the heck could they possibly know how to drive when, you know.
That's true.
We don't have it. But anyways, so that's what we've been playing.
I don't know if you noticed, but Halo Spartan Assault is now available on Xbox One.
Yes!
Is it?
Yep. And if you were like me and bought it on Xbox, or bought it on Windows 8 or Windows Phone, you got a discount on it for Xbox One.
Yeah, but let me tell you something.
I'd rather play on the system. Anywho.
What he's saying. It would have been smart, like I forgot to do that if I actually cared about the game that much, is that I would have bought it on... I would have bought it on Windows, and then... Then I would have bought it again on Xbox. It would have been cheaper.
Yeah, because it only cost me $5 to download it for the Xbox One now.
How much did you pay to download on Windows? Five?
I think so. $5 or $6. Yeah. Something like that.
Well, maybe now you can actually complete the game.
Right?
I like how you just say, right? Jackass, you've had it for like the longest time.
I know, and you know, it's on the tablet, and I don't mind playing on the tablet here and there, but it's not something I sit down and play forever where it's on the TV. It's... You know, I can sit there play for a couple hours, a little bit easier with the controller.
Oh, dang right it is. I mean, shoot. Come on, man.
Yeah.
It's amazing, and... Well, it was released early on Windows 8 and Windows Phone 8 to try to convince people to buy a Windows device.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that's what
it is. Basically.
Yeah. You know that's what it was. Come on.
Come on, Wayne. When do you get up to an actual Droid or iPhone?
Heh.
You know, Windows 8, Windows Phone is, I think it's a really good...
No, wait, hold on. Here's a real question, Wayne. When do you get a data plan without bumming everyone's Wi-Fi password?
I know, man.
When they offer a competitive price for a good amount of data.
Get T-Mobile, buddy.
Yeah, it's free.
Oh, for T-Mobile.
Well, yeah, it's unlimited data.
Yeah. That's what my girlfriend has, and she doesn't pay much for it.
I've been considering that. I just haven't, had a chance to look into it. I gotta make sure it's gonna give me enough coverage properly.
You suck.
One day, my friend, one day.
Yeah.
But anyways, so what has been the main thing so far? Well, let's see.
Well, anything on the news?
Well, there's lots of stuff in the news. Mm-hmm.
The main thing on the news, as far as I'm concerned, is the damn eShop being down.
That's one of three Nintendo news articles we have to talk about.
Well, what other ones? Try to cheer me up. Come on.
Well, for the Wii U, the new high-capacity battery for the gamepad is available.
Yay.
So it promises up to 8 hours.
Okay.
It's only $32, apparently, through the Nintendo eShop, or Nintendo website.
I don't play my Wii U enough to...
Yeah, same here.
To make that be a concern that I need to, like, stop playing and charge my damn Wii U gamepad.
Mm-hmm.
Although I am planning on getting Super Mario 3D World.
That does look good.
Because it looks damn good.
Yeah. Pokemon Bank is also delayed due to a large volume of traffic to Nintendo's network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I've heard.
Yeah, so if you want to do that, yeah.
Yeah, so it's, some people were obviously really looking forward to it. If I start playing Pokemon like I think I am, I'm definitely going to probably invest the $4.99 to have my Pokemon Bank and, of course, get my free, I think it's a Celebi.
Celebi.
Nice.
You get one for free, so.
Yeah, but the eShop is down,
It's down because they didn't properly
expect,
like,
well,
predict.
Okay, here's where things have been really kind of weird, because Nintendo really has been in that kind of secondary point where, okay, we're selling a good number of consoles, but we're not, you know, selling nearly as many consoles as Microsoft or Sony.
Oh, no shit.
But all of a sudden, they got a huge influx of consoles going out for the holidays, and they didn't expect that. So, yeah.
Oh my god, you moms gotta plan a holiday. Never mind.
The problem is Nintendo has never been that great about their online strategy.
Or actually planning it out very well.
And granted, they have recently just combined the eShops for the Wii U and the 3DS, so they are working on improving eShops, and or now the One eShop. And I know they hired somebody to do it that's actually a really good network, handles networking pretty well, but, you know, unfortunately their systems got overloaded, and there's not much they can do about it other than try to repair it.
I know. I was worried because, like, I don't have much experience. I haven't really done many of the apps at all on the 3DS. So I was honestly worried that my 3DS was defective. And because I have a limited edition 3DS, that would really suck. Because I would have to send that into Nintendo to get it repaired.
Yeah.
And wait for it again to come back.
And wait for it to come back, and that would not make me happy. But, well, you know what? Damn it, Nintendo. Do it better next time, okay?
Please. That's not gonna happen.
Nintendo's at least the one company that you can count on to make things right, and chances are they'll end up throwing some kind of freebie into users that are affected, you know?
I hope they do. Only because of the fact that it is, and you know, I have other things to do. Whatevers.
Yeah.
But I feel really bad for, like, a kid who got it.
Oh, who got shit?
And that's all they got. They got their...
Yeah, right.
Or anything, like the Mario one, too.
Ooh.
That one, you have to download the game through the
Well, same thing
eShop.
With the Wii U console for the Link's Awakening. Or,
Wind Waker?
Wind Waker, yeah.
Yeah, so... It's a bunch of people who are getting hosed, or kids... that I'm worried about because, well, they're kids. And then they're getting this in lieu of a traditional cartridge, you know, which I would have preferred because then I could have just lent it to my sister to play when I'm not playing it.
Yeah.
And what happens? Boom. The eShop goes down and now you can't download squat.
Yeah.
And that sucked. Big time. I was not happy about that.
Very much so.
But what else can you do? That's, you know.
Waka.
I just wait and hope I can play it soon.
In other news, yeah. Warner Brothers has put up a teaser for 12/31.
2013, which is next week.
Yep.
Tuesday!
And any
special announcement? It was posted on their Batman Arkham Facebook page.
Mm.
So, something about Batman Arkham is coming up, whether that's going to be the DLC we're supposed to be getting in 2014, or
DLC.
A new storyline, or something else coming. Who knows? But seems kind of early for another game, though.
I don't see it being another game announcement.
It's probably going to be DLC, most likely. But he could also be, you know, a next-gen version of Arkham, you know?
Well, I don't know, man. I'm kind of worried that they're going to... You know, after having this... Tomb Raider Definitive Edition debacle. I'm worried that that it's gonna be something like that, you know, where it's like, oh, we're gonna have a Arkham Origin Arkham trilogy, which I am fully expecting to see. By the way,
oh yeah,
I'm expecting it. I'll put money on it. You'll get all three games in one disc or something to that effect. Or, you know, all three games in one package.
Yeah, that could be interesting.
I'm expecting that, which to people like us who already have them all, it's kind of useless.
Yeah.
But it might make me a little mad because I was early adopter and, you know.
Yeah.
Bah! Alright, anyways, let's keep moving on. What else we got in the news this time?
So, the next Mass Effect game is actually playable, according to BioWare. And actually, somebody has actually been playing it, Aaron Flynn, who is a BioWare's general manager.
Aaron Flynn from Flynn? Really?
Yeah.
Did you get what I mean, right?
Aaron Wait. Flynn?
Yeah.
Okay, good, perfect, okay. Let's say, if I need to backhand a crazy character?
He was quoted as saying, the great, you know, saying he had a great time playing the next Mass Effect game in Montreal, It was ambitious, beautiful, fresh, but recognizable. And fun.
That doesn't mean anything.
Not really. I mean, nobody other than somebody that's on BioWare's team, essentially, has played this. So until we actually get it into somebody else that actually has never seen any development of it or anything else, it's going to be hard to say how good it is going to be.
Yeah.
Other than that, we don't know anything else about the game other than, obviously, you know, no Shepard.
Yeah. Aww.
And, of course, they are still working on a movie with Legendary Pictures, which will probably have another bad ending.
I don't know, man. I mean, the problem is that if your game is out of the limelight for too long... You lose interest. It's like, I can't care about Mass Effect forever.
Yeah. You know? I mean, they are saying they're going to share more details on the game in 2014, so hopefully that comes sooner than later. But it's hard to say exactly.
Yep. Well, I'm not sure, but all I know is that unless they give me something very interesting very soon, I might be done with Mass Effect, period. When there's a lot of other new IPs coming out that are vying for my interest.
Yes.
You know?
Especially with a better ending.
Damn right.
So what's next?
Well, Battlefield 4 is getting a little more bad press here, but not in a bug-related way. This time it's coming from media outlets in China who are accusing them of basically giving China a bad name.
Wait, what now? Oh, because of the story?
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
They don't do anything.
Okay, I haven't played the game. Wayne, what's your take?
No. This is a freaking video game, folks. Really?
Yeah, I mean, quite honestly, yeah. There's things in the game that you have seen from China in the past with some of the things they've done. But you also, you know, it's something
it's
that...
They're digging stuff up from the history to make a game out of it.
Any national entity...
Nationalist.
Any national country has the potential to be corrupt, period. They happen to choose China for this one. In the past, countries like Russia have been used. It doesn't matter. It's a game. It's a story. It's fiction.
Yeah. Let it go, people. Let it go. It's not that big of a deal. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Yeah. I mean, of course, you know, they could have always made it about North Korea, but then that would have run into...
Oh, gosh, no, that would have been even worse.
That would have made other problems because...
What? You make fun of us? Start nuclear bomb.
Well, not only that, but granted, they probably never would launch. He might just assassinate somebody else, but you know.
Not us.
Not us.
Not us.
No.
Just Wayne.
But there's also issues with how to make that a believable story, being that North Korea is pretty much a cut-off country.
Yep.
So.
And China isn't.
China isn't too much. I mean, yeah, in the game it was more cut-off. Because of what's going on in the political landscape of the game. But it's a game.
It's a game, people. It's a game. Just like Family Guy's a TV show. Just like South Park's a TV show.
You don't say.
I was going to add that they're fiction.
And Wayne's a white guy over here.
I'm still not convinced that Wayne is actually real, per se.
Yeah, I know. We probably just made him up, you know, use a voice alteration, you know, via computer.
I thought I was black, but you know, okay.
And wow, that sounds so horrible. I apologize, folks.
Yes, especially if coming from our quote unquote studio here with a Confederate flag.
Nothing wrong with the Confederate flag.
We're gonna leave that alone for now.
Yeah, we're just gonna burn it.
But anyways, so again, people, like, the main thing you gotta do is, I really do want to play Battlefield 4. So, just enjoy the game for what it is. Don't pay attention to that. Just play the game. It's fiction.
Yeah, I mean, it's not much of a story to go on anyway, so...
Well, then there you go. Then who cares? Play the multiplayer. Just shut the heck up and play the game.
Yeah, it's for me, first FPS, it's all about shooting games. Shooter games. As in multiplayer. Campers, runners.
Yeah, just like for me, with fighting games, is mostly multiplayer.
Yeah.
Multiplayer, because that's where it's at.
And also training mode.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
That's all you need. Nothing else. Concentrate on the gameplay. Concentrate on how much fun you can have with the game. Don't. And if you honestly think that a game will change others' opinion of you as a country or as whatever, no, come on.
Yeah, talk about self-esteem.
Yeah. It's like you're feeling a little bit insecure there, buddy? It's like, oh, they made fun of me in the game. I'd be honored if they made fun of me in the game. Go ahead, do it. I will honestly be flattered. I'm like, hey, I'm in the game. Hey, me. But that's it for this week as we gear up to prepare for CES. It's a lot of planning, a lot of preparation, and of course, it being right after the New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta spend some more time with the family, the loved ones, and all that good jazz, and you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have some of that fun.
We're gonna have some of that fun.
Oh yeah, you know what I'm doing for New Year's? I'm staying in. I'm not going anywhere.
Guess what I'm doing for New Year's? Yeah. A 6-pack of Angry Orchards and barbecue.
That's pretty much it. On New Year's Eve, I'm gonna go to BevMo. And then go back to my house.
You know it.
Going nowhere.
Actually, you know what? Either that, I'm gonna do a carne asada fries.
There you go. I might do something like that. Who knows?
Why not?
Might as well.
My cleanse doesn't begin until I come back from Vegas. Then the weight loss can really begin. I know I've gained some weight with all the stuff I ate.
My last beer I'm a drink in 2013. It'll also be my first one in 2014.
Right? I know how it'll be. That's how it'll be for me. But thank you again for everything. Thank you for another wonderful year supporting us. We do appreciate it.
Truly appreciate it.
We will start the year off strong, going to CES like we always do, bring you some more coverage. And this time, the three of us going.
Be there.
Three of us going, so it's going to be more content,
videos this time.
More videos.
And a whole lot of more shenanigans.
More shenanigans. Ooh, a lot more up-to-date stuff so we can keep you there.
And we're trying to make Wayne talk to a girl this time.
Yeah.
It's not gonna happen, but we're gonna try.
We're dedicated friends. What can we tell you?
Remember, whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, unless we do a podcast.
Well, unless you get married.
We're not liable for that, Wayne.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, we're. I'm not taking any responsibility for that. So
sounds like one of our friends,
right?
Yeah. Hey, it happens.
It happens. Shit. But anyway, so again, thank you for everything, and make sure you keep checking back to bring you the future 8 bits at a time.
Deuces.
See what I did there? See what I did there?